Bring It On is a new teenage comedy starring Kirsten Dunst as the captain of a winning Southern California cheerleading squad on their way to the finals. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
There's nothing like a good high school movie, and as far as I'm concerned, they don't really have to be all that great to be fun. Like Gall, all high school movies are divided into three parts. First come the offspring of Rebel Without a Cause, morbid romances with a social conscience. One of the low-budget masterpieces in this vein was 1976's Massacre at Central High, the story of a picked-upon nonconformist's deadly revenge on his tormentors. It was a morally complex film, but nothing with its title could be made in today's censorious atmosphere. The second group, the least likable, are born from those stupid instructional films you used to see in school. You know, how to date without ever having sex, how not to have too much fun. This sad collection includes every movie ever produced, written, or directed by John Hughes. They preach conformity rather than group solidarity and insist that teen rebellion can never amount to more than a fashion choice. Finally, we get to the third group, the one epitomized by the luxuriating adolescence of rock and roll high school. A newcomer to this school is Bring It On, a comedy about a championship cheerleading team set at San Diego's mythical Rancho Carne High School. The team's captain discovers that its prize-winning routines have all been ripped off from a cheerleading squad at a black Los Angeles high school. Naturally, the kids at Rancho Carne are lily white, the presence of a single Asian-American kid on the team only emphasizing the school's narrow ethnic range. The movie opens with a zippy, in-your-face cheerleading number that effectively sets the mood. Cheeky as it sounds, it's even cheekier to watch. Actually, it's a dream sequence, all taking place in the head of the cheerleading captain, Torrance Shipman, who winds up the routine with a familiar nightmare. Her clothes disappear in the middle of her featured performance. Torrance is played by Kirsten Dunst, the actress who achieved notoriety as the Shirley Temple-like bloodsucker in Interview with a Vampire. In the years since then, Dunst has grown into an effective comedian, and she is terrific as the awesomely peppy Torrance. As she has shown in last year's Dick and her small bit in Wag the Dog, she was the actress who played a fake Albanian refugee, Dunst has solid comedy instincts. Somehow she knows how to go one step over the line with her characterizations, shifting her dramatic weight between the reasonably real and the craftily outrageous. Dunst is the film's strong card, a proselytizer of cheer, a pom-pom missionary. When Torrance's mother suggests that she might want to get another interest or two in her life, Torrance angrily retorts that cheerleading is her life and that some moms would kill to have a daughter on the cheerleading squad. No, Mom replies, that mother only hired someone to kill. If the movie overall were as strong as Dunst or as knowing as that scene, it would be terrific. But screenwriter Jessica Bendinger and director Peyton Reed can't seem to make up their minds what they want to do. At one moment, a cheerleading white men can't jump, the next, a social comedy on the order of Clueless. Bring It On can't bring itself to pursue one aim with the same dedication its heroines pursue a national cheerleading title. And it seems leery of the anarchic spirit that made Rock and Roll High School the high school Uber film. Bring It On tiptoes between one thing and another, and the comedy never picks up the drive or shameless effrontery it needs. In other words, it's no Pom Pom Girls, another underground high school classic of the 70s. But it does celebrate the exuberance of rule breaking like the best high school movies do. They are mostly comedies and all about how you can go beyond the bounds that are set for you by parents, schools, your friends, and even yourself. You can even go too far and the world doesn't fall from under your feet. And that message is worth a cheer or two, no matter how shakily it's delivered.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.